now for StoryCorps Atlanta. Brothers Paul and Hank Barnes, 87 and 95 years old respectively, grew up on a 1,000-acre farm in Warm Springs, Georgia, that's been in their family since 1832. Paul's grandson, Clifford, brought the brothers to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to learn more about the workings of the family farm and what Christmas was like for them in this bygone era. Here is great-uncle Hank.
I asked my father before he died how much cash money that the farm operated on during the Depression, and he said that the five of us lived on about $250 in a whole year. But everything was on the farm. We raised all of our wheat, all of our corn. We had meal. We raised all kind of meat, beef, chicken. And then in the growing season, we had all kind of vegetables. So we really only bought probably sugar and salt and very little of anything else. Everything else was produced on the farm. And it was a great place to be reared as a child, and it could not have been I could not have wished for a better upbringing than to live on a rural farm in Middle Georgia at this time in history.
I'd like to hear you guys talk a little bit about Christmas on the farm, and maybe you can share some memories from what it was like.
Well, Christmas was a great time. All of the uncles, my father's brothers, as many as possible, came home and spent 3 to 5 days at home during Christmas time. Some of the food that we had at those times, I'm sure, will never be repeated. It was just too good to understand how in the world food could be, or what we thought was the greatest food in the world, because our father would go to Columbus or somewhere and buy not just a sack of candy, he would buy a box of candy, and he would buy a whole stalk of bananas, and he would buy a whole crate of oranges and a whole crate of apples. So it was the most abundant and delightful time, something to look forward to all year long, right?
It was almost electric to me, my uncles coming there, and they obviously enjoyed coming back to their home place, you know. And as Hank says, we had all of these goodies, the fruits and the things that we normally had.
Was that the only time of the year that you could
just
get
about
those?
We never had bananas or oranges or any time because you didn't have the transportation and the
wow.
And we always had a tree that we cut, of course, on the farm, our own Christmas tree. And I can remember Hank and Harry going down and to get the tallest tree they had. They always wanted it to be right up. And we had 14-foot ceilings in the house, you see. You know, it's a wonder the house wasn't burned down because we had little real candles that you would clip onto the tree. And, of course, we would light them. Nobody would leave the room. And we had, you know, the streams of silver that you put on there. And we had the crystal balls that we must have had them for 50 years that we'd use the same thing. But Christmas was a very special time.
That was Clifford Paul Barnes speaking with his brother Henry Jewett Barnes and his grandson, who arranged the whole thing, Clifford Humphrey. The story was produced locally by the great Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the Atlanta StoryCorps booth. Hey, if you've got a special story with a friend or a loved one that you'd like to share, why not book some time of your own in the StoryCorps booth? To learn more, visit wabe.org/StoryCorps.